Yes, I'm here in the Donald Park with Liam McKinney, 11 for Donegal today. I have him down as 1-6. He's not too sure because he was too invested in the game. He was my man of the match. Liam, what did you make of it? A phenomenal game.
Yeah, it was a very, very tough game. We put ourselves in a tough position in the at half time. We didn't play well at all in the first half, but then, so it was the second half, we turned up a bit better and we pushed on and we got the win in the end, thankfully.
Yeah, 4 points behind at half time. Fermanagh, of course, relegated. We were in the league final. We were at home. Everybody was expecting a performance, but Fermanagh really came with a bit of championship buzz in the first half.
Yeah, that's right. Championship is it's a different story to the league, really. And when you look at some of the Fermanagh results, they only lost by 1 or 2 points in some of the games. So it was I'd say it was an unfair position for them to finish in Division 3A, but we knew what we were facing, but it was great to get a turnaround in the second half, anyway, like you said.
Yeah. And the likes of Garland and Lafferty coming on, give you a bit. He kicked Garland, stroked over a couple of scores as well, and I suppose give you a wee bit of injection in that second half.
Yeah, that's right. The subs were crucial today. A lot of them only coming back from injury, so it's great to have them back in because we wouldn't have had them in the league towards the end, but now they're big additions as come the championship.
Yeah. So. And listen, you kept us taking over in the game, and of course that goal was pivotal, but Declan Coulter, you've seen at the end, you know, he's had a stop-start season, but I mean, again, his experience late on, just tagging over them scores, giving us a bit of breathing space.
Yeah, that's right. Declan, he's been a great servant to Donegal in the last number of years, and it's great to see him back injury free and playing well there today. So it is, and yeah, along with all the rest of the forwards, done well enough today as well.
And it was his sideline puck, of course, across. It's a difficult skill, but it went right that back post. Yeah. But can you talk us through the goal?
Well, I suppose it came across. Declan had on the sideline. It came off somebody's hurley, and then it landed in front of me, and I sort of controlled it in the stick and just managed to squeeze it in at a tight angle somehow. I'm not really sure how it's...
At that point, we were desperate for that because we were trailing them. We didn't look like we were going to be able to catch up that lead. So that goal just injected a lot of life into us. It was a real turning point in the game.
Yeah, that's right. I was very happy to get it. And we did manage to push on after that. A lot of the other players, see, I think some of the Fermanagh heads dropped because they, of course, were the man down in the second half. And you could see they were starting to fade then after that goal.
Yeah, and do you think, listen, not taking away from our second half performance, particularly them closing, you know, 12 minutes or whatever, but do you think that extra man started to make legs a bit weary? We did seem to come into the game more, but it's hardly know whether that was a defining factor.
Yeah, it's hard to know. I'd say it was, really, and I suppose we made a few subs closer to the end as well, likes of Jerry Gilmore coming on and a few others as well came on, so that's probably helped as well towards the situation.
And I'm just looking at the schedule here for you in the group stages. Of course, you have two tricky away games now, Armagh, Roscommon, Louth and Wicklow, then at home. It's basically 5 games in 6 weeks. I'm just looking at the way we were. Is it hard to get into championship mode with so many games like that? Do you know what I mean? You play league like that, but they play championship like that. It can be difficult to get that, probably that fire into the game.
Yeah, well, I suppose the games come thick and fast, and you just have to take every game in your stride because it's their most important games, the championship, like, so we'll take a lot of learning from that there game today, and hopefully we'll bring it into the next game and keep pushing forward then.
Yeah. And listen, you're stoking over the freeze. I mean, someone of Coulter's brilliance on the pitch, you're still taking the freeze. That's a big bit of vote of confidence to yourself.
Yeah, I suppose I took them towards the end of the league when he was injured, so I've been left on them then today.
I'm sure you don't mind if he takes it off on
that. No, I don't mind. As long as they go over, that's all I care about.